Glory to Jesus Christ. Past weekend, Sarah and I recorded a podcast which gave me an idea for tonight's homily. This idea also goes along with the thread that I have been speaking about, which is why to have a spiritual father within our lives. So since Sarah and I are going to have a baby, we took St. Theophan the Recluse as our spiritual father who can teach us and who can guide us in how to properly raise a child in the God-pleasing way. Before St. Theophan starts talking about raising a child, he makes sure that, as any good spiritual father would do, is that he explains what a true Christian life is and how a person should live in order to be truly called a Christian. He uses a lot of tough words in order to wake up the soul and hopefully turn the soul back to Christ and follow him on the narrow path to salvation. In the podcast, we reflected on a lot on the first step of a Christian life, which is baptism and repentance. And I'd like to mention one example that I used, and I stole it from St. Theophan, and that is the example of a white garment. St. Theophan talks about a white garment we receive at the baptism. We receive a physical white garment at our baptism, but also a spiritual one, which allows us to be recognized by it and by the heavenly and earthly beings. When the child is dunked, and then immediately the child is clothed in a pure white garment right after the dunking, the priest does it as a symbolism. But what's really happening is that God recognizes the child and he clothes the child with his grace. The garment stays with the child forever until our last breath. See, if we had the gift to see the heavenly realm, we would get to see our garment, our baptismal garment that was granted us by God. So let's make an experiment. Let's imagine a person, and that person is wearing a white shirt and white pants. And that person decided to wear the same shirt and pants for the whole week, not changing it for one or the other, but one t-shirt, one pants for 24/7, every day for the week, and then wash them. Gross. Now let's say that the same person says, nah, I can do better than that. I can wear the same outfit for a month without changing it. Can you imagine how dirty it would be and the stench from these clothes? You would not even want to get close to that person. How about a year? I will wash my shirt and pants after 1 year without changing it. I do not think we could be even friends with that kind of person. You just want to tell them, go be stinky somewhere else. Kind of a ridiculous experiment to imagine, but is it? What if we changed few things in that experiment? What if the pure white outfit is our baptismal garment? And the time is the frequency of the confession or our repentance. And the dirt and smell is our sin. The person who follows the church's minimum, which is to come once a year to confession, cannot get that garment cleaned sufficiently for it to become pure white again and God-pleasing. We read many lives of the saints that when these saints saw someone singing, let's say, sing of lying. They also saw that person's guardian angel flee from that person and weep afar from them, because that angel could not stand the stink or stench of that sin, and the angel could not help that person until that person repented. The person who chooses to come once a month for confession can get that garment pretty clean, but still not pure white. This person cares a little about the spiritual life, but that person also wants to serve two masters, God and Satan. Usually there is very little progress in the spiritual life and very little sharpening of the conscience, which reveals to us our sinfulness and our unfaithfulness towards the commandments Christ gave us. A person who chooses to come once a week for confession can get their garment pure, white pure. But what happens to that person? This person's conscience is getting clearer and sharper, and they understand their unfaithfulness towards the commandments, and they try to get rid of everything that is causing them to sin. And through constant repeating of the confession, that person starts to slowly uproot the sin from their heart, which means they are making more and more room for Christ to enter. During our baptism, we gave God a promise that we will keep His commandments, and through keeping His commandments, we will keep the garment pure, white, and clean. That's our promise. In that example, the person who wore the shirt and for a week, or a month, or a year, when it came time to wash that shirt, the quantity of detergent, hot water, and the other things changed with the dirtiness of the shirt and pants. The longer we wait to clean the garment, the more work it takes to get it completely clean. So it is the same thing with us. But the beauty of the confession is this: your spiritual father, or your father confessor, or your parish priest, usually they're all the same, will guide you through the whole process, not just during confession, but outside of the confession too. And he will tell you that you might need to come more often in order to start to uproot certain sins. It's not a bad thing. It's actually wonderful. Then he will give you medicine, a detergent, or a penance, some might say. They will make your garment clean and hopefully keep somewhat clean until your next confession. This is yet another reason why we need spiritual father in our life. When we put ourselves under his obedience and we reveal to him everything with the help and prayers of spiritual father, we will slowly start to see that we are becoming warriors for Christ in today's age. We have 2 weeks until we enter Holy Week. It seems like we just started. Let's try to make an effort to start cleansing our baptismal garment and to work on keeping it clean more and more through the holy mystery of confession. So when the holy resurrection comes, the Pascha, Easter, we are ready to welcome Christ in our pure and white garment. Glory to Jesus Christ.